Hey everyone, this is Chris, and I'm going to be doing a demonstration of a game called Treasure Mania 1. Now, for those of you that may have been paying attention, I did post this earlier, a couple of days ago, actually, but I found out that I made a mistake while recording it, and I thought I should redo it, revise it, try to explain things a bit better, and correct that mistake, just so that people are not confused. So essentially, what this game is it's a treasure hunting type of game. You are in a boat and you're traveling through, I think it's a gulf, and there are lots and lots of chests that are underwater, and you have to pull them up, and you have to try to get as many chests as you possibly can. This game is endless, so it just keeps on going until you get bored of it, or you die, or you save, or you run into the bug that I talked about, or that I will hopefully talk about when we get there. Anyway, yeah, so as you're playing, of course, you'll have to deal with different types of obstacles. There are bees that will try to kill you. There are archers that will begin to shoot arrows at you because they don't want you to take their treasure. There's a shark that will get you if you go into the water or you try to catch fish. I'm trying to think. And there's also a storm that will kill you with lightning or cause you to run into the sides of the cliffs, which I will get into in just a second. So this is a light tech interactive game, and just like all the other light tech games, you will have to download it and then run a configuration program. You run that program, it asks you for your first name, last name, email, address, and country. That's used to post on the scoreboard, but of course that's no longer there. Anyway, I'm going to start. Quit rambling here, and let's actually launch the game. So if I just type in TR.
Play Treasure Mania 1 app. Press right to switch preview.
And I hit enter. Here we go.
Treasure Mania 1.
Select an option from the following menu. Play game.
So now we're at the main menu.
Check speakers.
Up and down, go through your choices.
Play game. Check speakers.
Play game, that's obvious. Check speakers, let's do that.
Front left. Front right. Rear left. Rear right.
That might be a little bit broken because I think this game was designed in the XP era and it's written in VB. I'm not mistaken, they pretty dramatically changed some audio stuff, starting with Vista, but it still runs and sounds good, I would say.
Load game.
So you can check your speakers, this lets you load the game if you've saved it.
Send score,
this doesn't work anymore because their website is down, so you'll have to get this from agarchive.net.
View score tables,
this lets you top 10 scores.
Please select a table to view. Easy.
And you have to go and choose your
medium.
Difficulty.
Crazy. Reset tables. Crazy.
Let's look at crazy.
Use your arrow keys.
40,080. 5,940. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Please select a medium. Exit to menu.
Please. Use quit game.
And you have quit.
Check. Play game.
So let's play the game.
Select a difficulty level. Easy.
I'm going to play on crazy because on crazy you have all the obstacles and I want to show you as much of this game as I possibly can.
Crazy.
So let's go. So now we get a little scene as he's walking out to his boat. Now it's going to load, and here we are in the game. First thing I'm going to do is hit F1, which will turn the music off, and then maybe pause the game with P. So let's go over a few of the keystrokes that you'll need to know. F1 turns the music off, F2 turns the volume down, F3 turns it up, and F4 will reset it to its default value. I recommend turning the music off or decreasing its volume because it can be quite loud and distracting. Let's see. Enter will start and stop your boat engine. You might want to stop it in order to listen because it does make some noise while it's on, so you may not be able to hear things in the environment. Let's see, what else? Left and right arrows will make you move left and right, so you play in a pretty wide field, but on the left and right sides are cliffs, and if you get too close to them, you'll hear waves, and if you keep going, you will run into them and your boat will break and you'll lose a life. You'll generally want to hold down the left or right arrow to continue to travel in that direction. Up and down arrow will raise your hook up out of the water or drop it down into the water, which you'll need to do to get chests. R turns on and off the radar, which makes it's like a buzzing noise when you're near chests. That can help you find chests. S will tell you your score. Tab tells you level. L tells you lives, so you do start out with some lives. I think you start out with 5, and you can get more. And, let's see. Control, if you hold down the control key, that will let you duck arrows. But the arrows don't appear until level 5, but once they do, I recommend that you hold down the control key with your left hand and keep it held down as you are playing. So let me actually get to actually playing this game. And one more key that I forgot. There are fish in this game. Most of them you can catch, some you can't. And to catch the fish, you hit the space bar, which will use your net. The thing with the net is you have to be very careful that you don't do it while the shark is near you, because the shark will eat the net and then eat you. That's pretty nasty. So let me actually start playing this and I'll try to explain things as they come up. So you can hear the water, and I have to say the ambience is very good.
Detector on.
I'm going to turn the detector on. And that's the shark off to the right. So let's start the boat up here. I'm going to go left. Alright, there's the chest. I'm going to go down. Now you can. Let's see if you can do this. No, you can't. So to bring a chest up, you have to rapidly press the up arrow key. You can't just hold it. So let's keep going here. Another chest. You can also press the letter C.
Chest taken too.
Which will tell you how many chests you have. There are 6 chests per wave, and after you grab them all, you will get a new batch of chests to collect. Alright, let's go to the right. I don't like that shark. Now that's a fish that's making noise in the water. Let me see if I can catch him. Apparently, you can't catch that one. So the way you're meant to catch fish is you put their sound in the middle of your headphones and you hit the space bar, but you can't catch them all. Also, if a fish is too close to your hook and you drop it down, it'll get stuck. And this was the part where I messed up in my last playthrough. So if it happens again, I will try to explain it more clearly because I made a mistake. But there is a bug where occasionally you won't be able to free the hook, but I'll talk about that if and when that comes up. Let's keep going here.
Level 1.
We're still on level 1.
Chest taken 4.
I've got 2 more chests to go. Ignore the shark. That's a bee. I'm going to go in the opposite direction. So there are 2 ways to avoid the bees. You can either dive into the water with page down, or you can go in the opposite direction until they lose interest. The problem with diving into the water is if the shark is around, the shark will eat you, so I can't do that right now. Let's go left.
Chest taken 5.
There's a bee. I don't like the sound of that bee. I turn off the engine so I can listen. Okay. We're clear, so let's go back over to the right and... Oh, or not. The bee went away, so let's go to the right. Trying to catch this fish.
Chest taken 5.
You can hear it off to the right. So they can catch this fish.
Level 1.
Uh-oh. I think we might have a storm coming. Can we get that last chest? Come on. Here is right, so you heard some chiming and then some thuds. Those are chests being dropped for you to pick up. So basically this is how the game works. You grab chests, avoid the obstacles in your way, and keep on going until you get tired of it or you die or you have to go for any other reason. But you can save, and the only way I know to save it is if you hit escape and then choose yes. If it asks you to save, it will save your game, and then you can come back to it later. I hit the side of the cliff. Now.
Detector off.
This is the next chest I want to talk about. So, you'll hear a, like, a chiming or, like, a ringing.
Extra life.
That is a bonus chest. And it can give you a few different things. It can give you extra lives, extra points, turbos, which you, I think you hold down the right control key and use up and down to quickly put your hook into the water or to take it out. And you can check your turbos by pressing T. Or it can create a time bomb that will explode and kill you and you lose one life. So it's up to luck in terms of what you might find, but they are handy. And you can distinguish them by their chiming noise. Let's go over here and try it.
Five
lives, because I got my life back. Now, I want to play until at least level 5, because at level 5, you get arrows, and I want to show you. Whoa! That does not have to do it. Let's not go that way.
Four. Level 1.
Now, I believe lives, or not lives, levels increase after a certain amount of time, or maybe it's chests. I don't know which one triggers it, but I'll let you know when I get to the next level. So I'm just gonna hunt for these chests here.
Detector on.
Oh, and now I'm being a dum-dum. I was being dumb and turned off my detector. Let's go. Alright, I am smashing the cliff.
Four.
Oh. I guess that was nothing at all.
Four.
Okay, that sound, that ding ding, means that we have advanced one level.
Level 2.
Level 2? There's a fish. Oh, there's a storm. Oh, guess it's fish. So if you listen very carefully, you can hear. Oh, there's lightning. Storms are not good, because if you get into a storm, there is lightning that can hit you and kill you. I think the winds can also push your boat around, and if you're too close to the cliffs, they can kill you. So storms are not good. I'm going to just sit here for a second with the engine off, and let's see what happens. So here we go. Some lightning going on. Now let's see.
Level 2.
No. So sometimes with the storms, the best thing to do is just wait until they go away, because sometimes you may not want to risk it. And once again, I just have to say, the ambience in this game is awesome. Yep, Okay, there's some lightning off to the right.
Taken 10. Detector off. Detector on.
I'm being moved around. Sounds like the other chest is off to my right. And that is why the storms are not good, because they just pushed me into the cliff.
Three. Level 2.
So let's see.
Chest taken, 11.
Where's that last chest? Come on. Yeah, okay, it's off to my right. I'm gonna try to catch this fish too. There we go. There's that fish. And when you catch fish, you get extra points. It's not really necessary, but maybe you wanna keep your hook from getting caught, or you just like to do it. Well, that's how you do it. Alright, so hopefully...
Three.
Got three lives left.
Detector off. Detector on.
Couple of things happened there. Number one, that chest was really close to the cliff, so I just tapped the arrow rather than holding it, because it seems like you don't move quite as fast and as far. The other thing was my hook got caught by a fish, and in order to get it uncaught, I have to go down into the water. Problem is, the shark's there. But since we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it, and hopefully this time I can correct my mistake. So when you go into the water with page down, you have to use up, down, left, and right to move your hook around to try to untangle it. If you hear a clunking type of clicking noise, that means it's been blocked, and you can't move in that particular direction. If you hear a different kind of click, it means it's moving in the right direction. And if you hear a definite click, like a more distinctive click, it means you have it in the right place. Now, what happened the last time I did this was I thought the bug was triggered when in fact it was not. If the bug was triggered, you would hear the clunk sound no matter which way you tried to move, but that was not the case. So I'm going to try to get this done the right way this time, but I have to wait for this shark to go away. Let me actually... Yeah, so my hook won't move at all. Actually, I can't even move. Well, that's it.
Detector off.
The problem is...
Level 2.
This shark is right here. Although... Shark's not here anymore, so I'm going to hit page down. He goes into the water with a scuba thing, so I'm going to hit the up arrow. So, right, so this sound means that it's moving. This sound means it's stuck or you can't move in that direction. Let me actually move to the left here. Generally, you want to move it right and up, but sometimes you have to take roundabout routes. So I'm going down, left, left, up, left, up, up, right, right. Going left, trying to go up. That sound, I'm going to do it two more times. That means it's free. Let's hit page up. Start the engine. And continue here.
Level 4. Detector on.
We're on level 4.
Detector on.
Extra life.
Yeah, extra life.
Chest open, 14.
Now.
Level 5.
We are on level 5. Which means we're going to start getting arrows.
Bonus points.
Got some points.
4.
Now we're on level 6. Oh! Okay. So... I missed that. That was an arrow. That thing going... That's an arrow. So what I'm going to do is hold down the left control key. He makes that noise, and I'm going to continue to hold it. He's like, whoa, there's lightning. That's an arrow passing over me.
Chest taken, 15.
Now, for some reason, the levels are increasing like crazy. I need three more chests for this particular round. So,
level.
So that's what happens when you get hit by lightning. And every time you die... Oh, crap. time you die, your boat will restart. There's another arrow.
Chest taken, 16. Level 11.
Now, I don't know where that where those chests are. I'll try to listen for chests. Some arrow. Yeah, they're getting faster and faster. Whoa. Almost constant now. Let's try going this way. These people here clearly don't want me to steal their treasure. But that's what I'm doing.
Level 15.
As you can tell, the levels are increasing now like crazy. We have bees and arrows and sharks. Oh my. Bees and arrows and sharks, oh my.
Bonus points.
There's a bonus chest. So I'm going to play one more round of this.
Chest taken, 21.
So I need three more, and then I think I'll quit, because this is basically how the game works, and I could play it all day, really.
Bonus points.
Okay.
Two.
Got two lives left. Where's that chest?
Level 21.
Level 21, look at that. So let's see, where's that chest? You can hear some gulls in the background too.
Chest taken, 23.
Come on.
Thank you.
think there's another storm coming.
Chest taken, 24.
So I've taken 24 chests. I mean, I could keep doing this all day, but I think you get the idea. So let me know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit escape.
Are you sure you want to quit? Yes.
Yes.
Save game. Yes.
Let's say I want to save the game because maybe I'm getting tired of this, or I don't know, I want to go eat something, or I want to go somewhere.
Game save.
Please select checks. Load game.
All right, now let's hit load game.
Loading.
And here we are. Ow. Not yet. Oh, what?
Your final score was 27,195.
Please check load game.
That wasn't fair. I loaded the game and I got hit by... And then, you know, you keep on going.
Are you sure you want to quit? Yes. Save game. Yes. Game save.
Please quit game.
Audacity. Track view table.
So yeah, that is Treasure Mania 1. I think it's really cool. It's very, I would say probably more of a casual game, but those aren't always bad. And you can play it pretty much for as long as you want. So if you've got lots of time to kill and you just want to, you know, drive around on the in the water and grab chests, you know, hey, this might be for you. I think it's really cool. The audio design, the audio quality is really excellent. So that's going to be about it for this one. So I hope you guys have enjoyed. And I'll be back for the next one at some point. You guys take care. Bye.